The city's art market in the downtown arts district kicked off in October of 2011. And then in June of last year, the farmers market was added. And it continues to be a really vital weekly event where people can discover all kinds of things going on. With me are the city's Museums and Cultural Affairs Department Art and Farmers Market Coordinator, Rebecca Munoz, along with two artists and activists, Jennifer Lucero and Claudia Ley. Welcome, ladies.
Hello.
Hello.
Thank you for having us.
It's exciting to have you here because it's such a neat event and something you can count on year-round to do on Saturday mornings, well, from 9 to 1 every Saturday. Give me, Rebecca, if you would, a little bit about the inception of the market and what was the vision?
Okay. The Art and Farmers Market was established in 2011 with the idea to have a space and platform for local artists and artisans to sell their creative works. And then we added the Farmers Market in June to offer, again, another space for local growers to sell their freshly produced local items to the public. And we've work to integrate different kinds of community events that feature artists and community organizations like the Hija Susu Madre Project, which we're featuring in March. And so we want to give space to all artists to use because we have a great footprint in the Union Plaza at the Downtown Art and Farmers Market.
Yes, if I recall correctly, I was stunned by the exorbitant fee that you charge for the artists to have a booth. How much is that?
We charge $25 per quarter, and so that comes out to around $2 a Saturday. So it's a really affordable space for artists and bakers and farmers to set up and sell their wares.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've walked through some of these bazaars and festivals and things, and I'm appalled by what artists have had to pay for the booths. Yeah. So this is great. You pretty much know you're going to break even at $2 a pop. So now, you mentioned, I love the name of this project, Hijas de su Madre Project, which is going to take place kind of as a kickoff for International Women's Day, and that's next Saturday, March the 8th at the Art and Farmers Market. Tell me about that, Jennifer or Claudia.
The Hijas de su Madre Project came out with some ideas to, first of all, kick off the International Women's Day. It's a very important day. It recognizes women as workers, women as mothers, and just a day to celebrate women in general. And we feel like in this city, we need to celebrate our women and we need to lift them up. And so we're going to kick off our event, our project at this event on March 8th, the Hijas de su Madre Project.
Can you describe exactly what the project entails? Are there activities? How does the public engage?
This project came about through a conversation we were having a couple of years ago regarding health issues here on the border, especially concerning women's health. So with Planned Parenthood closing in 2011, a lot of us that were going to school found ourselves, you know, not having insurance and wondering what were our options. Mm-hmm. So we started discussing, talking about that and talking about our own personal health in our family. Mm-hmm. Issues that were affecting the women in our family. So we decided with our other partner who wasn't able to make it here today, Valeria Venecia, to somehow look into it a little more and see what our options were. And at the same time, we're all artists. We either through music, through writing, or through, you know, other creative art practices,
mixed media.
Mm-hmm. We started seeing how art served as a therapy for us when we were feeling down or
disenfranchised.
Yes.
Is the feeling I'm getting here. Yeah. Now, this is a community arts project funded by the Museums and Cultural Affairs Department and Texas Commission on the Arts. So, again, whoever turns out on the 8th, what time will the project begin? How long will it last? And what will the people be doing as part of this project?
The event is going to start the same time as the market starts,
9 a.m.
We're going to start out with meditation mob. And we really want to stress that we need to slow down in life. And as women, we have lots of responsibilities. So sometimes it's just good to sit down and just meditate. And so we have someone coming in, and she's going to do a meditation mob for 1 hour.
Mm-hmm.
And
is this an indoor or an outdoor
outdoors,
space? Outdoors.
Outdoors.
Okay.
So hopefully maybe some artist market and farmer market visitors come and see, and maybe they'll come meditate with us.
Okay.
And engage.
So it's open to the general public.
It's open to the general public.
Excellent.
We'll be there until 1 p.m.,
mm-hmm.
All right. The same hours as the market.
And after the meditation?
We're going to have some people there who are going to be doing some different workshops, health workshops. We're going to have a healthy eating seminar. And then we're going to also have an opportunity for the public to contribute to an art project. We have two art projects planned. We want everyone to come out, and we're going to unveil them that day.
Oh, nice.
But we definitely want people to come, and we want their experience, because in everyone's own right, they're an artist, and they have an experience to share. So we believe that by providing a platform
mm-hmm.
for them to be able to show what they know and show in an artistic way, we're going to be able to reach people and then start bringing the discussion.
Yes.
discussing these health disparities that
yes.
are affecting our community.
So it sounds like really there are booths where people sell their actual physical products.
Mm-hmm.
There are the farmers' products, which are also the art from the earth kind of thing. And then there's these services, the creativity that you're cultivating with this type of workshop environment. And then I understand that you're also going to be celebrating on April 19th, Earth Day.
Yes, we'll also be having an Earth Day celebration that will feature eco-friendly arts activities, a micro-farming demonstration, greenhouses,
oh,
a cycling event,
awesome.
And all sorts of things that help celebrate the Earth and our health.
Oh, wonderful. This is sounds like one of those you can't go wrong if you just show up on Saturdays, especially Saturday, March the 8th for the kickoff of International Women's Day with the Hijas de Su Madre Project. For more information on the Downtown Art and Farmers Market in general, you can always call 541-4942, that's MCAD, or visit elpasoartsandculture.org. I want to thank my guests today, the Art and Farmers Market Coordinator with the city, that's Rebecca Munoz, and artists Jennifer Lucero and Claudia Lay. Thank you so much for coming in, ladies.
Thank
you very much.